All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And that was music that you heard, a little bit of music from Sadie and the Stark. We have two members from the band here. They're playing Saturday night at Quenchers, which is at Fullerton and Western in Chicago. And it's $6 to get in. 9 o'clock is a 21 and over show. SadieandTheStark.com is the website. And we have a link on our Facebook page to make it easier. So we want to welcome Sadie Rogers to the show. Hi, Sadie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so good.
Okay, good to meet you. And we've got John Tweedy, who's also a part of the band. Hi, John.
Hey.
How are you, man?
Good.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about, when I heard that you guys were going to be booked, I started looking at your videos and listening to your music. It's really cool stuff.
Oh, thanks.
Like really, really cool stuff. And you were sort of described as like a, I mean, there's like a sort of a fantasy sci-fi kind of, you're inspired by that kind of stuff with your music. Tell me a little bit how it started.
Yeah. It's pretty simple. I was obsessed with some fantasy books, and I kept reading them over and over again, and then I didn't know what to do with myself, and I was going to be a cop or a school teacher or a singer, and I picked singer, and I wrote about those books, and that's what's been happening for the last couple of years.
Wait, hold on. We kind of go back a little. Oh, you're a snorter. You're a snorter when you laugh. That's
really
good.
Late at night right now.
It is late. Yes, it's very late. Or early, depending on how you look at it. All right, hold on. Let's go back here.
All right.
Cop? Teacher?
Yeah.
Okay. From like when you were a kid?
No, this was a couple years ago.
Okay.
I was doing the acting thing for like 10 years, and I decided I didn't want to do it anymore, so I made a list, and those were the three things on the list. And cop, I was worried about, I was worried that I wouldn't have the chops and to be a good cop.
Yeah.
As far as school teacher, I don't know. Maybe I'll still do that. And then I just really wanted to sing for a while.
Okay.
So.
Oh, let's go. So you act here? Do you act here in Chicago?
I did and I still do every once in a while dabble in it. And I'm also a filmmaker. So.
I saw a couple of videos
that
you made, and very nice stuff. Let me you theater. I did theater for many, many years here.
I know. I saw that. I looked you up too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was with the Factory Theater for 20 years. I was artistic director for a while and all that stuff. So let's talk. Who did you work with?
I did a couple of years with Side Project up in Rogers Park when I first moved here, and then I was with Trapdoor Theater for.
Oh man, I love Trapdoor. What did you do? What did you do there?
I did a few shows and toured with them. That's actually kind of like where I kind of came up with the idea to become in a band was when I was in Paris with them. But I did, gosh, what did I do? I did a show called Minna with them. I did Moi aussi, je suis Catherine. I can't speak French. me too, I'm Catherine Deneuve. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I did Hamlet Machine there. And, oh gosh, there was one other big one. So a couple of poor Polish-speaking Romanians. I did a little tiny part in that.
Yeah.
And, I was with them for a while.
Now, where are you from originally?
East Tennessee.
Ah, okay. Did you come to Chicago to act?
I did.
Or to study acting?
No, I just came, I was living in Texas, and I came up here to party, and I moved here a month later. And
John, where are you from?
Oh, that's awesome. I'm from Chicago. I mean, I was born and raised here, more or less.
You've been a musician for a long time, all your life, or since you were a kid?
Well, kind of. You know, I mean, my family has there's a lot of music in my family. So my grandfather was like a crack piano player and like would tour like Michigan, Indiana, and like, you know, play like swing, you know, jazz stuff.
Yeah.
And my dad was a musician and he was actually a trumpet player, but then he also played guitar for us kids growing up and would like sing little songs. And I was... thought that was awesome, and he actually ended up buying me this quarter size classical guitar when I was like six, when I couldn't even put my hand around the neck. So it sat in a corner for a long time, but eventually it's rock and roll. I really just wanted to play music. I really felt like I'm drawn to this. I want to do this, and
Now, how did you guys end up coming together, and how did you get your band? Sadie, how did you put the band together?
I found John through theater, actually. He was working with...
I was playing with a band called Seeking Wonderland that does a lot of... Like, all the members are heavily involved with different theater companies. So there was a Wild Claw theater company.
Yeah.
They were doing, like, a fundraiser thing. And Seeking Wonderland...
He was playing.
Becomes, like, the backing house DJ band, whatever, for a lot of these things. And Sadie came out to sing some songs.
Wild Claw, man. I love those guys.
Oh, they're the best.
Oh, awesome. Man. Oh,
big
man,
shout out
man.
To them.
Yeah. Brian Amadei is a guy that I know really well, and he was in a play that I directed.
Oh, and he moved away and left us.
He
all.
Did leave us. I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
He keeps coming back.
He does come back. He does. But Aaron Christensen's another guy that I know really well from Wild Claw. And I participated. I was a judge in the radio place.
Yeah. Death Scribe?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we've
so,
done Death Scribe.
Yeah, you've done Death Scribe.
So Seeking Wonderland was the band. I don't know if you were there doing.
This was
band.
I want to say this was a long time ago. This was probably 8-9 years ago when I did it. It was at the Music Box. When
it was that long ago.
Oh, no, we did do that.
It was that long ago.
It was that long
ago. Oh, were you guys part of it then?
Was there a guy playing the organ? We did.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, so we're all connected. Everybody knows everybody. Okay, we got a break. We got the news, okay? Guys, hang on, okay? And this is Sadie Rogers and Jeff Tweedy. And they, Jeff Tweedy. I knew that was going to happen. I bet that happens all the time, doesn't it? It's not even spelled the same.
No.
Oh. Sorry.
Close enough.
All right. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN. Hey, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And this is Sadie and the Stark. And that's a band that you can see perform at Quenchers this Saturday night, which is at Fullerton and Western in Chicago. It's only $6 to get in. It starts at 9. We have a link on our Facebook page for all the information and tickets and stuff. So just go to Facebook.com/NickDShow. From the band, we have Sadie Rogers. Hello, Sadie.
Hello.
And we have John Tweedy. Hi, John.
Hey.
All right. Welcome back. We were just having a little fun reminiscing about the theater people that we know and have in common.
Yep.
Every time I have somebody here that I don't know or that I haven't met who has been in the theater community, we immediately just start naming names and we're like, yeah, I know her. I know him. Yeah. I worked with him. I worked with her, you know. So that's we've been having some fun there. Now, you decided a couple of years ago, you wrote this list, mm-hmm. and one of them was singer. And you decided that you want to do. Had you always been a singer? Did you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was. Oh yes. I can't. I've from bluegrass to like even a little bit of opera. I won't say that I did it well. And a little bit of musical theater also won't say that I did that well. I mean, I had my moments. I'm not going to lie. There were a couple times that you've all missed. But just kidding. I have always been singing, and it's my favorite thing. So
right, yeah. From the point when you were a kid, you always.
Oh yes.
Yeah. What kind of music did you listen to growing up?
The Cranberries. That's pretty much it.
Well, she can sing, man. She's got a voice. I mean, you know.
I think
the Cranberries, and that's it.
And then I moved on from there to Tori Amos, mm-hmm. and then. Then
I see a pattern here.
Yeah, yeah. And then my brother stepped in and was like, hey, have you ever heard of rock and roll? And I was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it got better from there on out.
Yeah.
I mean, not that they were, you know.
Yeah. Well, what did you grow up listening to, John? What was some of your musical influences?
Oh, man. Do you mean like what I grew up listening around the house or like what?
Yeah,
let's start with what
you listen to around the house. You got brothers and sisters?
I do, but I'm the oldest. So,
oh, okay.
Like my dad... who I said, you know, I mentioned he was a musician, but
right.
he listened to mostly like classical music, but then he just had all these great records that Jimmy Smith and Little Feat and Simon and Garfunkel was like one of those things that I could never not like just put on all it. Like if they like left the house like when I was like a kid and I just learned how to do the record player like that, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, it was kind of this sort of weird range. Dylan, he had some Dylan records, you know, and Judy Collins. Like, there's a lot of folk, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
But with like this bluesy kind of like rock thing kind of creeping in. And so then I immediately took like a, you know, left turn and like went to like Zeppelin and, you know, things. But like I grew up with sort of like U2 being one of my most favorite, like back in the day. I must have been 12 when I first was introduced to like Unforgettable Fire had just come out. And I was with on a ski trip. We were living in Colorado actually at the time. And my best friend's stepsister, who was totally like gorgeous, not, she was like 3 years older than we were, right?
Mm.
And they were going to go to the concert, you know, and so the whole car ride was either AC/DC or U2, which was a big battle between us and them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, that was me, like, all of a sudden realizing how kind of amazing U2 was.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, I mean, it was, but those are like the two extremes, right?
Right. Right.
I mean, you could fill in the middle. Like, I mean, I've listened to like everything. I mean, I love jazz now and
yeah,
things like that. But
very cool. So, you guys met like through the theater world. Mm-hmm. Who are the other members of the band?
Tom Stucco is our drummer, and I actually got him off of Craigslist.
So that works.
It did work, and
it totally works.
Yeah,
it totally works. You can get anything on Craigslist. Tom's amazing, and I found him on Craigslist, and we met up a couple of times, and he was actually the first official member, and we've been collaborating ever since. And then Anthony Johnson is our most recent member, and he is our bass player, and he's a lovely, lovely human, and he plays with Run and Punch, which you might have heard of. They're a huge ska band here in Chicago. And in their band, he sings. In our band, he just plays bass very mellow in the background. So we're working on that.
Okay.
plays comic relief.
I went to see him play with his other band, and he was a little more...
Yeah, animated and had more energy.
A bit
yeah,
too, so.
Okay. Well, tell me about your songwriting process.
Oh, okay. I usually get a couple of glasses of wine. No, I'm just... people keep asking me this question. It's hard to answer. I usually just write them, and try to not use E minor in every song, which is pretty much, I'll take like a new chord that's hard, and I'll be like, okay, this song has to have this chord in it. And the lyrics will usually be about, I would say they're about my pathetic dating life, but not really mine in my real life. They're like my pathetic dating life in my life that I imagine. So I don't even have a dating life, but if I had one, it would be pathetic, and that's the one I sing about.
I see.
And then I mix that with fantasy and sci-fi and make it about those characters, but sort of also about me, and mix a little religion in there.
Wow. All right.
I mean, not like pro-religion, but like...
No, I see. I gotcha. I understand.
The existence of religions.
That sounds interesting. So what, you sci-fi, fantasy, what are some of the stuff that you got into?
I'm a big Tolkien fan. Mm. William Gibson was my newest find about a year ago.
And amazing writer.
Yeah, that
amazing.
Really... I mean, everything I've been doing since I read the Sprawl Trilogy... I feel like has been a piece of the Sprawl Trilogy.
The Wachowskis should cut a check to him for The Matrix.
I could not agree more.
A large check.
It's insane, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because, you know, Keanu Reeves is a huge Gibson fan, which is why he made Johnny Mnemonic. It didn't turn out well, but he was determined to do something in that vein. And when the Wachowskis came to him after Will Smith turned Neo down, Will Smith was offered Neo first.
Really?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Oh, no, please. I don't even want to think that.
No.
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, now I could see, you know, but then.
I tried to watch Johnny Mnemonic the other night.
I don't know.
It's not good.
I didn't make it all the way through.
No, it's not good. Okay, so Gibson, who else?
Gibson, Patrick Rothfuss is another one that I really enjoy. He's a newer author. If you haven't checked him out. Name of the Wind is an incredible book for all of you out there that like fantasy. And then the other one, I like I like the Game of Thrones series. Mm. I read it a couple of times, but I've kind of backed off from it a little bit lately. The show has made me a little bit frustrated lately, so I haven't been as into the books as I was.
Yeah.
I was going to go back and reread them, and I was like, no, there are so many better things you could do with your life, like read anything else. So a lot of people think that I'm obsessed with them, but I'm really not.
All right.
I'm really not.
All right. Wow. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know what other author I was going to say. There's so many others.
Yeah.
There's so many others.
There's a lot of great stuff out there. It really is. And it influences your music, which is so cool. All right. We're going to hear a song called The Witches from your CD here.
Witches. Yeah.
Yeah. Witches.
About witches.
It's about witches.
Yep.
And by the way, for people who can't see us, and they can't because it's radio, oddly enough, they can't see us, I'm wearing my Black Phillip t-shirt.
He is.
I had no idea you had a song.
The movie The Witch.
The Witch, which is one of the best films of the year.
I couldn't move after that movie.
I know, me too. It's amazing. Yeah. Amazing. All right, well, here's a song called Witches, right?
Okay.
All right. This is Sadie and the Stark.
Stars, he dreams of me. He cuts his legs. He dreams of me. He walks on glass. He dreams of me. Lovely soldier. Come on over. The dog. On rhinestones, I'm still chasing Brian. I'm still haunted by the devil. Lovely stranger, be my deliverance, he says.
That's great. That's great. You like to rock, huh?
Yeah, but we're going to play some.
Yeah,
I know. No, that's cool. That's cool. You got a great voice. You got a very powerful. You got a very powerful voice. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We got Sadie and the Stark, and it's Sadie and John are here. They're going to play live right after we take a break here on 720 WGN. All right, welcome back, everybody. Sadie and the Stark is a band that they are going to be playing at Quenchers on Saturday, this Saturday, at Fullerton and Western. And Sadie Rogers and John Tweedy are here, and they're going to perform a song called Two Reasons, and here they are.
All right. I've got two reasons to love you. I've got two reasons to stay. I've got two more hours of trying before I feel my feet walk away. You gotta turn around, you gotta touch me, hold me, squeeze me, love me, make me stay. I got everybody waiting. I got so many reasons to pray. But my hands are busy crying. And my soul's been torn away. You gotta turn around. You gotta touch me, hold me, squeeze me, love me, make me stay. I got a cigarette still burning. I rub the ashes on my face. My drink is empty, my heart is icy, my head is swimming, my pulse is still, because you walked away. Oh God, you gotta turn around, you gotta touch me, hold me, squeeze me, love me, make me stay. Oh. Gotta turn around, you gotta touch me, hold me, squeeze me, love me, make me stay. I got a knife in my pocket. I got a gun pointing your way. I am not guilty. As I feel you blown away. Bang. Something like that.
That was great. That was really great, you guys. So great. Really.
Thank you.
Man.
Thanks.
And the video for that, people should check out the video, by the way.
Yes, please check out.
You can pull the mic down.
Here I go. I don't know. I'll just stand awkwardly.
Yeah, that's a killer video.
The video is awesome, yes. And you directed it.
I directed the video, and it's got two dogs in it.
And it's on the beach.
It's on the beach here in Chicago, and it has my lovely friend Carolyn Herdeman, yeah. Who is an amazing Chicago actress in it. And Ian Mora shot it, and Stephen Cohn edited it, and I directed it, and I'm so happy about it.
It's great.
Just Google Two Reasons Sadie Rogers Vimeo and watch it right now.
I watched it twice. It was great.
Watch it three times.
So check that out anyway. All right, before you guys get out of here, I always ask a standard question to musicians when they come in. Two questions real quick. Right. First album you ever bought?
My first thing I ever had was a record. On one side was Right Track, Wrong Train, and on the other side was Girls Just Want to Have Fun. okay. Right Track, Wrong Train. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So that would be my first thing ever.
Okay.
And my first CD was Dangerous.
Okay. And, John? First album? You kind of bought with your own money.
The first thing I bought was a 45 of Journey's Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah!
I'm not even kidding.
I know you're not kidding. I bought Journey on vinyl.
Literally 8 years old.
Yeah. All right. What about for a first concert, Sadie?
Striper.
No.
You are kidding me.
No. Seriously?
I think so. I don't. In East Tennessee, and then the second one was Amy Grant. I grew up in a really Christian area.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. Okay. Striper. That takes the cake. I think that's the best. That's the best answer we've ever, Dan. That's the best answer we've ever had.
Ask my mom.
All right, I'll ask your mom. Striper. All right, and because we're running late here. John, first concert.
Peter Murphy with House of Love.
Nice. My first concert. Very nice. Okay, guys, you were awesome. It was so much fun talking to you. I love your stuff. You're incredibly talented. And everybody, come out to Quenchers, which is a really cool place, and they have 8 million beers. And go to Quenchers. It's Saturday night. You guys, nice to meet you. That's Sadie and the Stark here on WGN.